I rarely, if ever, watch SportsCenter. But Scott Van Pelt was going to be on Sport. And Scott Van Pelt, by the way, does a great job. I'm just not up late enough to watch it anymore. And he said, we'll come on. And he said, at the end of the A block, we're going to have Jeff Passan on. You know, and Jeff, you know, for the most part, does a good job of covering baseball. He does more of it from the player's point of view. But then again, his connections are with the agents and not with the owners. So he's going to have more of a slant in that direction. I'm just explaining why. Okay, it's, you know, it's about your connections and who you're connected with. And he said he'll be on to explain where they are. So, at this point, Jeff's painting a mixed bag of some optimism and some will wait and see. And it was very realistic, what the answers he gave. And Scott Van Pelt then said, and Scott's a, I've never met him. I've never met Scott Van Pelt. But he comes off as the genuine article, because when he's doing these sports centers, you just feel like he's just doing it. He's not, you know, confined to a script. How about that? And he says to him, he says, look, Jeff, I don't know whether it's me or whether it's because I'm an Orioles fan and they've had four straight years where they've lost 100 games. You know, I think that's the term he uses. He says, but I find myself like, he says, or maybe it's March Madness because it's on the horizon. He says, I'm not finding myself like not really yet this hour caring about it. And that's the difference between 1972, 1981, and now. In 1972, when they went on strike, people were genuinely mad. Now, the attendance in 72 isn't the same as it is today. It's not. The attendance today is better. So let's be, no, let's not go, hey, let's go back to the good old days, 50 years ago, 1972. Oh, every ballpark was sold out. That's not true. Okay. But there was a depth of caring for the sport. You know, whether they went to the ballpark, whether they listened to a game on the radio, watched it on TV, read it in the paper or papers, there'd be multiple papers in big markets. There was a depth of caring for it. And when it didn't start in 72, people were mad because they cared. Now, they may have been mad at the owners, they may have been mad at the players, but they were mad. In 1981, fans were mad in the middle of the season. There's no baseball. Mad. And they did damage with the 81 strike because it went for weeks. And that was a strike, not a lockout. So baseball had to start repairing itself. You know, and you've gone through some of the drug problems, you know. I mean, the sport was having some problems. In 1994, when they stopped the season and then didn't begin 95 on time, no World Series, and they didn't begin on time. The damage that they did cut deep. Here's the reason why. They created a segment of apathy. It went from people being mad in 72, downright angry in 81, to, it's what they always do. And they lost that segment of fans. Oh, there are always people who say, I'm never going back. And they go back, but they don't go back to as many games. They don't watch as many games. And what's happening with this is you got a lot of people out there like going, eh, Now, I'd like to point out that minor league baseball starts on time. Minor league baseball will start on time. So the Harrisburg Senators, the Reading Phillies, the Altoona Curve, the Iron Pigs, Erie, they're all going to start on time. I think April 9th is the opening day for most of those teams. I think April 9th is. So they're starting. They're playing. The Williamsport Crosscutters will start June 2nd. They'll play the Spikes. Then the Spikes will have their home opener on June 3rd. MLB Draft League, not affected in the least. So there's going to be baseball for us to go to if we want to go. And it's going to be at really nice, reasonable prices. But when you go from passion, and anger is passion, to apathy, you now have a problem with your product. When they're apathetic about your product, and I thought Scott Van Pelt, he made a point that a lot of people have made. Why do I find myself sitting here going, whatever? And what makes the two sides look even worse is look what's happening on the world stage. Now that's serious. This isn't serious. Right? Matt? I mean, you think about what's happening on the world stage. That's serious.
No doubt.
This is not. This is business. It's business. I got it. But it's not serious. We're upset. No. You're upset? I recommend to both the owners and the players they look at Zelensky's speech to the EU today. Now that's serious. You have to have a sense of who you are and where you fit in everything. Major League Baseball, Major League Players Association rejects MLB's final proposal. No CBA deal at deadline. Here's the problem. You got a whole segment of the country is looking at you going, okay. Oh, darn. It's gone from in 1972 and 1981, darn it! Tonight, okay. That's what you want for your sport? We're at a time frame in sports where it is so awesome to have the fans back. Boy, does it feel good. You know, I'm sitting at Wisconsin and I'm looking at 85,000 people. I'm like, this is great. And then I come back the next weekend to Penn State and I see 107,000 people. Oh, man, did that feel good, Matt. This felt so good. Then I'm watching the upsets as they rolled through one after another on Saturday. And I'm watching, and what capped it off was St. Mary's winning over Gonzaga. And to watch the St. Mary's students just pour onto the floor in emotion. Maskless. No, I'm just kidding. Pour onto the floor. Okay? It was the passion, the excitement, the fun of it. And then you've got these people quibbling over pre-arbitration bonus pools and luxury taxes and balance taxes. And you're sitting like, what the heck? And you're watching tanks pour over a border into a smaller country. Now, it's a smaller country about the size of Texas, to be honest with you. It's, to give you an idea of how big, Ukraine's pretty big. It's got 41 million people, and it's about the size of Texas, I believe. But you watch something like that happen, and against that backdrop, this is your headline? Major League Baseball Players Association rejects MLB's final proposal, no CBA deadline. And everybody's like, going, okay. Guess what? Wisconsin's playing Purdue tonight. It should be a pretty good game. Okay. I think I'll watch that. When does Penn State football spring practice start? I think I'll get interested in that. Because guess what? On April 23rd, they're going to play a spring game. It's going to be a scrimmage. It's going to have little quirks to it that are a little different because it is a scrimmage. But if it's a nice day, they can have 70,000 people there. Why? Because it's fun. That's why. And they're playing. And they're not going to go on strike. Now, I know this is a lockout, but do you realize in the backdrop of current events how foolish you look right now? You talk about bad timing for people. I mean, that's where Major League Baseball is right now. And I love baseball. You know, lifelong Red Sox fan. You know, I'm trying to work it out so I can go cover the U.S. Open where I can do a show from the U.S. Open like we did from Lancaster for the Women's Open. We did it from Oakmont for the Men's Open. You know, we did it at Marion. So I was thinking, hey, man, you know, let's try and do a show during one of the practice rounds up at Brookline. I think it would be fun to do. Hear some of the players and the whole thing. And then, you know, my son and I might take in a Red Sox-Tigers game that night. All right? It's a chance for me to get up there and do that. I was thinking about doing that. Because it's fun. But this is... You know... In the backdrop of world events, do you know how petty and small you look right now? And in comparison to now, I know football got by a slim margin. The average vote to approve the CBA for the NFL, the average per team was 32-30. That's how close it was. They came that close to not having labor peace. And they came that close in turn to not having their new TV contract. Again, backdrop of world events. Right now, you look petty and small. And next to the NBA and the NFL and college football and college basketball, you look petty and small. Even next to the NHL, you look petty and small. The NHL, Gary Bettman, for all of his faults, and he's had three lockouts where he was the leader of the charge on three lockouts. In the last 18 months, outside of the Blackhawks situation, which we're looking at from 30,000 feet and the league office is looking at from 10,000 to 15,000 feet, they aren't directly involved. But there have been some wishy-washy answers on the Blackhawks situation with the Wirtz family. That aside, almost every move Gary Bettman has made in the last 18 months has been pro player and pro fan. Okay. You know, at some point you do get it. It's got to be both. It's got to be pro fan and pro player, right? And now Major League Baseball. You don't understand. You're slipping. You need to figure out on both sides how to make this thing fun, exciting, and entertaining for everybody again. It just can't be about the dollars always. It can't be. Because guess what? If you're telling the world, hey, we had to learn so many lessons during the pandemic. You know, so many lessons we had to learn during the pandemic. And the pandemic taught us a lot of things. Right? A big item like, where are prescription drugs made? That's a big item. Okay, where are they made? Well, maybe in the future we ought to think about making them more here. That way we give ourselves a cushion. Right? That's one. Well, at the same time, the lesson in sports has been each league told us over and over again, what percentage of their money came from the gate. And all of them said 40%. 40%. If you're getting 40% of your money at the gate, isn't it imperative upon yourself to, A, have a gate? And number two, to make sure that gate is entertained and wants to come back. Right now, Major League Baseball is doing neither.